Rounds. Two. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Well, Nama Om Visnupadaya Krishna Pastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tanamani. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharani Nivase Sasanyari Pachati De Satarani Om Aganatiminandasya Janajana Salakaya Chaksu Samilitanjena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sa Pandantikam Vancha Kapa Chubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vayavacha Patitanam Pabinebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. What is the strongest element of your spiritual life? Raise your hand. Just be careful what you say. Yes.
What encourages me is
yes.
Krishna
Katha. Thank you very much. Anyone else like to say? Later I'll tell you why I said be careful. Okay, later, just privately. Anyone else? Hare Krishna. Save you, Bhagavan. Anyone else like to say, what encourages, where is the life of your spiritual life? Raise your hand if you'd like to. Yes.
Being with devotees, friendship with devotees.
Friendship with devotees, sadhu sangha. Prabhupada actually told me in Hong Kong, he said that we are social by nature. And if we don't make friendship with the devotees and have, I mean, close friendships with the devotees, Prabhupada didn't say close friendship, he said friendship with devotees, then we will be forced by our social nature to make friendship with non-devotees, and then we won't be able to follow the principles. Because we need some depth of friendship, but it's so difficult, I find, to have friends and sit with devotees and not just talk politics or something like that. And I've just recently developed a habit that when I'm sitting even for prasadam, I say, tell me something about Krishna. And the devotees say, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's very kind. And then after that, But how is your relationship with Krishna at this point in your life? Important introspective question to ask. What does introspective mean, or introspection? Raise your hand if you'd like to define that English word. Introspection. Raise your hand. Everyone's going to get shy. We're going back to school again. Yes. To reflect, someone who's self-reflective, yes. He's thinking about what he's thinking. What were you going to say, Prabhu? Examining, good, examining our thoughts. And how we're proceeding in our life. And are we satisfied with how our life is proceeding? And if we have, especially spiritual life, and if we have as our goal prema parama arto mahan, to love Krishna, we're naturally going to be somewhat dissatisfied. That's the nature of devotional service. Thank you both. Anyone else like to say, what does introspection mean to you? What is your understanding? Self-reflective in thoughts, examining oneself. So what gives you the most life, the most energy in your spiritual practices? We've heard the devotees, Krishna Katha, friendship with devotees. Anyone like to say? Wait, you have to raise your hand though. Yes. Chanting. You like to chant? What type of chanting inspires you the most? Okay. But I meant japa or kirtan. Excuse me? Kirtan. You like kirtan. Who's your favorite kirtan singer? So many. Good answer. That way everyone's happy. One time my son told me that, because he was brought up in Vrindavan, so he knows how to be a little sadhu. So he saw someone, he was on a train, and someone asked him, who do you worship? Which God do you worship? Just an ordinary person. So he thought, how am I going to avoid a long conversation with this person? So he said, I worship all the gods. And he said, oh, very good. That's train katha. But you like kirtan. How wonderful. Because kirtan, yadgyar, say kirtana, prayer. What's the next line? Yajanti hi sumedha. So what does yajanti mean? Do you know? Do you know? What?
Worship.
Yeah, worship. Not exactly worship. What is the English word that we use for yajanti? Or yaj? Yagyaya. Sacrifice is the English word. And what's the Sanskrit word is yagya. So we translate yagya as sacrifice. And what is sacrifice? What does the word sacrifice mean to you?
Offering
whatever you can offer for a greater Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, for a greater old friend. For what purpose? To give something for the betterment of someone else. Something like, any other meaning of sacrifice? Any other meaning of sacrifice? Yes, you're too little to know this one, I think. Do you really know? Or you just want to say something? You want some attention? Excuse me?
I know what sacrifice means.
Yes, please tell me. Come over here so we can all see you. Come. What is your name?
My name is Nimai.
Nimai. What a wonderful name. And how old are you?
I'm 7.
7. Yes? Yeah. And what does sacrifice mean?
Sacrifice means that when you will, like, do, give away something for someone else.
Thank you very much. When you give away something for someone else. Now, why is Sankirtan or Kirtan or the holy names, chanting of the holy names, called? Okay, you can sit down. Thank you so much, Nimai. Do you want to, would you like to give class today? Okay, then you can sit down. Thank you. When you're older, can you give class sometimes? Okay, good. Now, there's a difference between the word sacrifice and the word yajna. Because yajna or yoj or yuj means to connect, like in yoga. So although in the word yajna, excuse me, there is the concept of sacrifice. You're giving something, offering something that's yours for the pleasure of another. But the difference is that it's got to do with connection. Yoga means to connect. Yud's yoga means to connect. So we're actually connecting ourselves through sacrifice. The purpose of all sacrifice, yajna vai Vishnu, is to reconnect ourselves with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So there's an additional point in there, that we want to connect ourselves with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, with Krishna. And in different ages, different sacrifices are recommended, different processes are recommended. And kalo yathari yathari kirtano. And in Kali Yuga, that which was gained through dhyana in Satya Yuga, where one has a peaceful mind. Raise your hand if you have a peaceful mind in Kali Yuga. It's very, very rare and very difficult, especially if you happen to have a mobile phone, then perhaps even impossible. And then in Treta Yuga, there is, what is the method of self-realization? It's what? In Treta Yuga, it's performing the sacrifices. And then in Dwapara Yuga, it's temple worship. And Kalo, Yadhari, Kirtanam, chanting the holy names, but it's still sacrifice. Not only giving our ears and our tongue to chanting, it's with a desire to connect. And it's hard enough in Kali Yuga, especially when chanting japa, to even make an offering of our mind, our tongue, and our ears, and our mind. It's so difficult to control the mind in Kali Yuga. Upadruta, the mind is always so disturbed. So this is the sacrifice. This is the sacrifice to connect, not only to offer mechanically, but to actually internally connect by chanting the holy names with Krishna. And what that means, there's a relationship. There has to be a relationship in the connection. Connection means relationship, something to do with the other person. So what is the relationship between us and Krishna? The basic relationship, it is one of Krishna. I am yours. I'm your servant. Please allow me to serve you. Please accept me as your servant. Prabhupada, one of his earliest definitions of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra was so simple, that please, O Lord, O energy of the Lord, O Krishna, O Srimati Radharani, please accept me. Because at this point in my life, I've turned my back on you. And the process of sadhana bhakti is the process of, as I'm fond of doing, because at this point we have our back turned to Krishna. And how does it feel? Of course, for me it feels very good because I'm seeing the Panchatattva. But when someone turns their back on you, it's very awkward. And even though I was just playing and doing it, still it feels so peculiar when someone turns their back on you. It's somewhat insulting. Krishna bhule seji, forgetting Krishna. We have a relationship with Krishna, but we've forgotten it. We want to forget it. But now, sadhana bhakti, according to Jiva Goswami, is again turning towards Krishna. And the beginning of the turning, of course, we chant Hare Krishna. But there should be a desire in there to turn to Krishna, to reawaken our loving relationship with Him. And then that connection puts us in our natural position in life, in existence, not only in life. It puts us naturally, we become who we are. Now, it sounds funny, but we are who we're not, which is, we're not who we are. Does that sound funny? I think it sounds funny. But who am I, really? The basic understanding, I am Krishna's part and parcel. I'm Krishna, Arsava Britya. I'm Krishna's servant. This is who I am. So the basic prayer of the Hare Krishna mantra, the basic, simplest meaning is, Oh Krishna, O Srimati Radharani, O Lord, O energy of the Lord, please accept me. I want to turn to you. When we're young and we're not so devotional, especially perhaps if we're non-devotional types of teenagers, we may have so many plans, how me being in the center are going to enjoy this, and I'm going to have that, and I'm going to be able to get this and do that. But there is nothing, nowhere in the three worlds can we go. There's nothing in the three worlds that we can have that will actually bring satisfaction to us, the soul. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Prabhupada said, used to say that if you accept that there's no position, if you deeply accept that there's no situation in the material world that can satisfy me, then you have taken the greatest step forward in spiritual life. So we have to do so many things in life. We have to. We can't imitate, we shouldn't imitate. We have to be realistic, we have to be introspective. And what word did you use, Prabhu? Self-examining?
Examining.
Yes, self-examining. We have to know who we are, what our capacity is. And then we should keep our eyes on the actual goal of life. Act in a practical way and somehow use that in the service of Krishna. But keep our eye on where we want to go. And it's just a matter of time before we get there. Prema Pramarto Mahan. So in this simple japa class, we're going to do what I always do. Not always do, but in these kind of workshops, not exactly a class, a workshop. Actually, I'm going to do something a bit different now that I think about it. Because I've been studying the Sikshastakam verses of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the first verse describes the glories of the holy name, Chaito Darpanam Arjanam. Hare Krishna, my old friend. Hare Krishna. Everyone has such a story. We have such long stories in our life about how we got to this position. And when the devotees go through their lives meeting their fate, and still keep, regardless of difficulties, regardless of this, regardless of anything that happens, the good things that happen, the difficult things, they keep their eye on the goal, which is to love Krishna. This is certainly wonderful. Krishna sees that. Tateinu kampam susamikshamano. So, the first verse, Chaito Darpanam Arjanam, describes seven perfections of chanting the holy name. From that verse, and hearing the wonders of the holy name, the glories of the holy name, cleanses the heart, removes bhava, devagni navapanam, extinguishes sraya karayva chandrikam, the white lotus of our good fortune, of our Krishna consciousness blossoms with the moon-like, moon-like holy names. And then anandam buddhivardhanam, patipatam purna amrita, purna amrita swat, tasting the complete nectar which the soul is longing for. But this conditioned soul is looking in the wrong place for him. Sarvatma snapanam, like bathing the whole self in nectar. And even though we're tiny, tiny souls, we experience the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead by His mercy when we are actually connected to Him in devotion. So by hearing Mahaprabhu Himself describe the holy names of Krishna, then naturally we want to chant, we want to have that experience. And then we hear in the second verse how kind Krishna is, because He has so many holy names of different kinds. And not only does He have so many holy names, He's put His full potency. He Himself is in those holy names. He Himself is there. The person is there. Krishna is a person. I recently heard a class that Prabhupada gave, a recording, and he said that Krishna, God, has feelings. He's a person, and he specifically said he has feelings. We're dealing with a person, a supreme person, an all-powerful, all-beautiful, all-glorious person who has feelings. And if we can want to please him, we are very fortunate. But in the second verse of Shikshastakam, Mahaprabhu says, not only has he put all his potency in the holy names, but also there are no rules for chanting, no regulations for chanting, to be with Krishna. The Radha Balava's curtains close sometimes. But there's no limitation to our being with the holy name of time, place, and circumstances to be with Krishna. We can chant, we can be with Krishna any time, any place, any time we want. And then after describing the kindness of Krishna in this way, Mahaprabhu says, but to dive him, my misfortune is that I don't want. If the most beautiful, intelligent, powerful, wealthy, greatest person says, you can come and visit me anytime you want. Anytime you want, I'm always there for you. And then, Dodaiva Midrisam, I'm so unfortunate that that desire to be with Krishna, a lamentation, enters my heart, and I understand through self-examination what my real situation is. The problem is one, it's lack of sincerity. I want so many things, but do I really want to be with Krishna through the medium of my relationship, which is devotion, bhakti, loving service? Well, my life shows that sometimes a little bit, but mostly not so much. So therefore, the third verse is about what? In one word, what is the third verse about? Raise your hand, love. Raise your hand. Raise your hand, raise your hand. Everyone's so shy today. But I'm just going to call on someone. Yes. What is the third verse of Shikshastakam, Prabhu? What's your name? Yeah. Yes, Prabhu.
Harsh.
Harsh. Thank you. Do you know the third verse of Shikshastakam? Okay. There's an honest man. Thank you. Could you tell him? You know it? And what is the, in one word, what that verse tells us?
Boom. Softness and humbleness.
Humble, humility. And in that state of mind, we can chant constantly, Kirtaniya Sadahari. So when we understand that it is my lack of desire, my lack of sincerity that keeps me from Krishna, nothing else can keep me from Krishna other than my own. It's not anyone else's fault. Then I become humble. And if I actually develop that humility, which Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur or Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, really comes through offenseless chanting of Krishna's holy names, then I can always chant, because I'll always want to be with Krishna. And the next verse, Nadanam Nadanam Nasandani, it describes, it begins prayers. Because when I see my own condition, and I've tried so many times, from now on I'm going to chant and listen to every mantra, and from now on I'm going to do this, and from now on I'm going to do that, and from now on this, and from now on that. And then at some point I realize that this is beyond my power to succeed. And then I pray. I don't want Nadanam, Nadjanam, Nasandanim, Kavita, Ba, Jagadisha, Kamani. How was school today? Oh, what did you do today?
I was at school.
What did you play?
I went to my friend's house for supper.
Yeah, what did you do there?
Table tennis.
Played what?
Table tennis.
Table tennis. Did you win sometimes?
Yeah, most of the time.
Did you let him win sometimes, though?
No, I let him win.
Huh?
I didn't let him win. He won. But still.
Just by a little bit. You should be a little more merciful to him, please. Otherwise he won't want to play with you anymore. And you're feeling happy today?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Which is a better answer if I were to ask you, do you feel happy today? One option is to say, yeah. Another option is to say, yes. And another option is to say, yes, Prabhu. A, B, or C? All the gods I worship, no problem. Okay. So there's a prayer in that fourth verse that I don't, even though I part of me wants those things, I don't really want them. I don't want something of this world. What do I want? Not even liberation. How advanced is that? I don't even care if I have to suffer in this world because my eye is on the goal, which is your lotus feet, Janmani Ishwari Bhavantad Bhaktiya. This is what I want. So I'm willing to go through life with all its difficulties, with all its trials. Actually, I don't have any choice in one sense. I will go through life. But when I can fix my mind on your service, then it all has meaning. But that's what I want. And in the next verse, that verse is what I don't want. And then the next verse is, oh, Ayi Nanda Tanuja. Now it's getting more intimate. Nanda Tanuja, instead of just Jagadish, not the Jagadish. Oh, Nanda Tanuja, son of Nanda Maharaj. Oh, he who is born of Nanda. So, after humility comes prayer. Now, before we start to chant, otherwise I'll find myself just talking the whole time. And I wanted to play one little conversation with Srila Prabhupada very early. Yes. Now, introspective sages, while I'm playing with my computer, what are you thinking? Did your mind just wander away to here or to that? Where did it go? Where did it naturally go? We're almost there. Watch your mind. Who's chanting in their minds? It's not being good. It will be good, Krishna Mani. Wait. Not yet. Mahaprabhu's Shikshastakam is so wonderful. Everything is in there. Whose mind naturally went to chanting Krishna's holy names? Why don't you just search for Stowe, S-T-O-W-E. Did your mind think of Krishna? Yeah. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. What was your desire? Anyway, that's between you and Krishna. That's the thing, we have free will. Yes, okay. Now, I'll give you a little background. Some very early devotees, I think it's 1967 or 1968, they're talking about yoga with Srila Prabhupada on a morning walk in San Francisco by a lake called Stowe Lake by the park, Golden Gate Park. And Prabhupada is saying that yoga, it's good, but in this age, to get the actual result of yoga, which is meditation on Krishna, Vishnu, is very difficult. Go ahead. Will we have sound as well? Will we have sound? Good focus. Do we have sound? Okay, we have to press the button. Okay, you have to press the space bar, yes. Yoga, very valuable. To follow them all. Is yet to come.
Guru Dadi,
So, Prabhupada is speaking about dependent prayer while we chant, while we live our life, but while we chant. So right now, everyone, please take out your beads, if you have beads. And I'd like to start with a simple advice or instruction that don't try to start in the beginning chant with great love for Krishna unless you have great love for Krishna already. But the simple goal that I suggest to begin with is just try to be with Krishna in the form of his holy names. Avinatam Namanamano, Krishna and his names are the same. Try to be with Krishna in the form of his holy names. How? By speaking, and as Prabhupada said, by hearing. If we can hear one Hare Krishna mantra, if we can hear one Hare Krishna mantra, we should think ourselves very fortunate. This is Kali Yuga, it's not so easy. So make that the goal. And which mantra should you hear? Not the next one, not the previous one, but the one you're chanting now. If you can hear one Hare Krishna mantra, we'll start with that as a wonderful goal. And then praying to Krishna, I want to serve you, but I'm trying, I'm failing. Please help me, O Lord, O Srimati Radharani, O Hari, O Krishna, O Radha Balava, please help me. Please help me, I am yours. Allow me to serve you. Please help me. This is my desire. And I want to be with you in the form of your holy names. You're so kind. You're so kind, you've made yourself so easily available in your holy names. So let me, at least when I'm chanting japa, at least when I'm chanting right now, let me try to be with you consciously, with my consciousness, not mechanically, but also with my mind. And then let the mind, of course, gradually become filled with affection for Krishna. But let's start in a simple way, just trying to turn to Krishna, take a step to Krishna by hearing. Chanting and hearing, and if you can hear one Hare Krishna mantra, you're very fortunate. And pray. Okay. Now's the time. And before we begin, I strongly recommend we make a sankalpa. We clearly decide we're here for a short time. What will be my goal during this time? Let me make my goal to be with Krishna in the form of his holy names. And if I can hear one Hare Krishna Maha Mantra beginning with Hare, very fortunate. And then if we develop love for Krishna during this time, very good. But let's keep that as the basic goal, to be with Krishna in the form of his holy names by hearing. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he said that pramada is the mother of offenses. That means distracted mind. And one time I asked Ayendra Prabhu when he was chanting, what was he thinking? What was he praying? And he answered, I'm praying to the Panchatattva that I don't commit any offenses. That's what he said. So let's try our best. And Krishna will help if we try our best. Depend on Krishna. Try your best, but depend on Krishna, but try your best. So before we begin, make a sankalpa that for this time together, we're going to try our best. Or I'm going to try my best. So you please make that sankalpa and then pray to your Gumaraj, to Srila Prabhupada, to to Panchatattva, to Sisi Gornatai, to Radhavallabha, to Sanganath Baldev, Subhadra Devi, and to the Vaishnavas to help you. So make it your sincere prayer that this time, especially, you have nothing else to do now except to be with Krishna in the form of his holy names. Okay, so make your prayer, your sankalpa, and then when you're ready, begin and try your best. And every once in a while, I'll say something like, try your best, or you have nothing else to do now except be with Krishna. I'll say things like that. If you don't want, I'm working out a system that you don't have to hear me say it, because some devotees want to just focus, but it's not here yet. So, okay. So, try your best, and we wish you all the best. So make your sankalpa, make your prayers, and then begin. Keep focused. You have nothing else to do now except be with Krishna in the form of his holy names. And if you could hear one Hare Krishna mantra, beginning with Hare, just one, not even every mantra, but if you can hear one Hare Krishna mantra, chant and hear and pray, that's all Prabhupada said. You're very fortunate, so try your best. Hare Krishna. Try your best. Okay. Hare Krishna. Try to take a step to Krishna. Turn to Krishna. Try your best. It's okay, it's natural. It's the nature of the mind. Just bring it back to the simple goal of trying to be with Krishna in the form of his holy names. And if you can hear one Hare Krishna mantra, beginning with Hare, you're very fortunate. Try your best. Try your best. If you can hear one Hare Krishna mantra beginning with Hare, focus, try your best. Focus on the simple goal of being with Krishna in the form of his holy names. If you can hear one Hare Krishna mantra beginning with Hare, you're very fortunate. Try your best. try your best. Turn to Krishna. Try your best, okay? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Your mind wanders, it's okay. Just bring it back to the simple goal of trying to be with Krishna in the form of His holiness. And if you can hear one Hare Krishna mantra, beginning with Hare, you're very fortunate. Try your best. Short time, please try your best, okay? And then you can be playful and everything after. Try your best. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Beginning with Hari, you are very fortunate. Try your best. Let Krishna know that you're trying to your best to turn to Him and pray for His help. If you can hear one Hare Krishna mantra beginning with Hare, you are very fortunate. Try your best. Be in a mood of serving. That's our relationship to Krishna, with bhakti. Varapallava, so beautiful. Sisi Gornatai, so merciful. And Jagannath Baladev, Subhadra Devi are so happy. Hard for you to chant, don't worry. But if you get a little tired, don't worry and don't push yourself too much, okay? Don't push yourself too much, just try your best. And even if you don't want to chant, it's okay. Your best. See the beautiful forms of the Lord before your eyes. But if you can hear one Hare Krishna mantra beginning with Hare, you're very fortunate. Please try your best. Very gently, let your consciousness touch the sound vibration of the holy names by the process of hearing, very gently. determination to try your best again and again. But if you are determined, you will be able to focus. Try your best. If that is the central point in your consciousness right now, you will be able to focus. Try your best. We have right now. You have nothing else to do now except be with Krishna in the form of his holy names. So try your best. Very gently, but try your best. and hear one Hare Krishna mantra, actually hear it, you're very fortunate, beginning with Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare. Just please try your best in a gentle way. But be determined to try your best during this rare time we're together. Thank you. one more minute. Please take advantage of this last minute in any way you like. Please quickly find two or three or four, at most five devotees. Go into a circle, list five devotees who are around you, or three or four, and discuss how your chanting was. See if you can just discuss what worked for you, what didn't work for you, and especially how you spent those last 2 minutes where you can chant any way you wanted. Okay, discuss right now. We'll do that for a few minutes, and then we'll end for the night. Let's discuss. Okay. Thank you. Thank you both very much for trying your best. I know it's late and it wasn't easy. But if you want, you can discuss. Okay, one more. Join another group. give rounds lift.
Yes.
To hear the Holy Name. But you better ask these ladies, these Matajis, because I'm tired. I came all the way from Perth today. If you ask them, they'll be so happy to hear your thoughts. Are you shy to ask your...
She did tell me before she was tired.
I'm also tired.
I never said that.
No politics. Go talk to your... Best. Go and sit and talk to them. Talk to, turn around. Talk to these ladies. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Because it's already 8:41 and we're 11 minutes over time, I think we should end, but I hope everyone will had some beautiful chanting and good discussion with the devotees, and I hope you will chant tomorrow morning in a wonderful way. But one thing, just one thing, is that poor Bharijan flew all the way from Perth today, and his wings are very tired. So even though I'd like to speak with so many devotees who I haven't seen for months and months and months and months, I'm going to try to do something very difficult and walk out of the room and not talk to anyone and get into a car and fly back to where I'm staying and go to sleep. I'm going to try anyway. Hare Krishna. Good night. Hare Krishna.